They say, hey, grow up. That's life. Welcome to the real world. Now, we might share the same physical real world, but your perception of the real world isn't my real world. Your life isn't my life. Now, I can't really live in this real world thinking that this is the real life. So if it is, maybe I just can't live. I can feel it inside of me. I need to realize my potential and turn my potentiality into an actuality because I can't cope anymore. It's quite sad, actually. I'm wandering through life like I'm in a tunnel with a torch, but the batteries are dying and I can't see because I'm crying. Water's beginning to flood in and now I'm drowning and my head is pounding because I can't cope with this pressure. I need to go somewhere where the air is fresher. But I can't. Because the tears are real, but the dying torch is my soul. At the end of the tunnel is my goal, and the water that's drowning me is society. And all the while I'm praying for some sort of deity to appear in my life, to be the midwife in this rebirth that will make me actually want to be here on this earth. But like so many things, it will never arrive. So I have to ask myself now, do I actually want to live to see another sunrise? To bring a new day would mean that I'd have to pay in more sorrow and pain and questioning. But maybe I'm just meddling with the plan of some great man in the sky. For maybe all the stories were right and only he can tell us when to say goodbye. But who knows? That's just another question to add to the list of this great cyst that is life. We can keep squeezing it away at our existence, constantly questioning it and asking for assistance to help us in answering the unanswerable. Or maybe we could just simply accept the incomprehensible, the fact that maybe we are here simply because we are here, with no deeper meaning other than to just simply enjoy life, for the end may well be near. But most of us go by, most of us live and die before ever truly fulfilling our dreams. We only have happiness in dribs and drabs, and it seems that we have learnt to accept the bare minimum as the most that we will ever have. But just because it's not part of the school curriculum does not mean that happiness is not important. In fact, it needs a worldwide endorsement. Now, despite hearing this, most of us will go on working in a job we hate, working ourselves into a state. So perhaps there's good reason for our anxiety, because we as a society have failed miserably. For since infancy, we've been brought up and programmed to follow a set career path, initially told we can do anything, and then told to shut up and pay attention in math. But we know what to say to them now. To the kids that ask why and how. To the kids that want to be an astronaut, or the ones that you say simply can't be taught. We'll say, hey, grow up. That's life. Welcome to the real world.